Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. All right. There we go. You got to go outside the box. And I am Dr. Vincent Medici, and we are over our little power failure here up in Ventura County. And that's what happened this morning. I guess it was that horrible storm we had. What was it, about 2 drops of rain? That takes down the city. All right, the show we're going to do today on joint pain. And the issue is, each year we have 500,000 knee replacements. Each year we have 300,000 hip replacements. Each year we have 60,000 shoulder replacements. I can promise you, even in the 45 minutes we have remaining, that if you really take into yourself what I have to say, you're going to understand how excessive and unnecessary those joint replacement surgeries actually are. We could reduce these numbers dramatically. But to do that, and this is the point, you have to get the education. But I mean deeper than the normal use of the term education. And this is the point. You have to get a functional education. In other words, when people talk to you about subjects in the health community, topic, when you listen to radio shows, when you read articles, when you listen to your doctors, trying to figure out whether or not you're the one that needs joint replacement or can you fix this holistically, you cannot afford to just be given terms or mechanistic perspectives, meaning go do this, go do that. Take this herb, do this exercise, go into a pose and stretch your joint to prevent your knee pain. That's not education, and I want you to catch this. There's a theme on this show, and the theme is that your education has to be functional. So when the rubber meets the road in the moment of the activity, when you're stretching, when you're lifting the weights, when you're doing the cleanses, when you're taking the nutrition, you have to have a visceral, a gut-level connection to the action. Are you connecting to the task? Are you connecting viscerally to the piece of information you're being given? An actor, we understand this in the arts, right? An actor can simply not read lines off a script and have that called a performance. A musician without training cannot simply pick up a musical instrument and blow into it and expect that to be called music. Anybody doing anything has to inhabit that space. And this is what we're missing. So I'm going to lay down over the next 40 minutes concepts, as always, functional concepts. You've got 74 hours of functional concepts to get into. That's the difference. That's the difference between this and YouTube and a lot of books and a lot of data. We've become enamored. We have a love affair with data. So let's take the first concept. First concept, if you have joint pain, if you've been told your joint, your knee, your neck, your elbow, your shoulder, your hip, your ankle, if you've been told it's degenerated, on the basis of an X-ray, backed up by a CT scan, backed up by a diagnostic ultrasound, and you've been told it's time to replace your joint. Consider this. Consider that that joint is deteriorating because you don't have the proper alignment. Now, I think conceptually you understand. If the vectors of force, if the lines of force through the joint are not correct, the joint is going to deteriorate. That just makes sense. You understand that. That's a basic concept. Common to many, many, many systems of analysis. If you're building a house, if you don't know anything about your knees or your hip, but you're a carpenter and you're building a house, if you don't build the house on the correct foundation, then you're not going to have a house stand too long. That house is going to fall sooner or later. So the concept of alignment then is something that we all understand. The point, though, is what does it mean to you that's bigger than just a silly word? Alignment means when you're stretching your body, and we'll talk about stretching for a moment, you have to feel a shift in that body part. If you have an arthritic shoulder, if you have pain and arthritis and degeneration in the knee, when you're finished stretching that segment, stretching that knee, you've got to feel a shift in the way the weight goes through the joint. You have to feel a change in the way that joint orients spatially. Like you would say, if I was watching you in your living room, stretch out your shoulder, and you can find out how to stretch your shoulder. Are those books and physical therapists and chiropractors and massage therapists and Pilates instructors? They all know how to teach you to stretch your shoulder. Go look on YouTube. If you've got shoulder pains, go on YouTube and look at how you can stretch your shoulder. That's not the purpose of taking the time to listen to this show. What they're leaving out, what they always leave out, is what you're supposed to feel. And what you're supposed to feel if you're stretching your shoulder is a shift, a change in the way that shoulder feels posturally, like your shoulder's in a different place. That's number one. Number two, you're supposed to feel if it's a weight-bearing joint, like the hip or the knee or the ankle, the foot. You're supposed to feel if it's weight-bearing, the weight, the line of gravity, is supposed to move into the joint at in a different place so the joint feels more stable. Now, I want you to take a look at that. I want you to understand now that the way I'm defining the stretch for you so you can get alignment, so your vectors of force through the joint can be more optimal, is about something you should feel. If you lined up all the people in the United States that were being given counsel about how to rehabilitate a joint through physical therapy, from chiropractic to physical therapy, and you watched them, as I have for 20 years, and asked them, do you feel the gravity line shift through the joint? They would look at you blank. That's really big. Because if they're looking at you blank, if they don't understand what they're supposed to feel, then just because they're going through the motions, there is no real way to determine whether or not they're actually succeeding in the stretch. They're just the actor reading the script and not acting. They're just the boxer hitting the heavy bag, but nobody's falling down. And this is how, unfortunately, we traverse physical therapy. So when the orthopedic surgeons kick back and they look at your knee and your shoulder and your hip and they say, There's nothing you can do. Physical therapy won't work. They're correct. It won't work. But unfortunately, it assumes that it's going to be taught to you incorrectly, which it almost always is. And I would add that to chiropractic, and I would add that to yoga. I would add that to Pilates. I think we're missing the point on physical therapy in general. You have to have a visceral connection. You have to have a connection from your body into the stretch. You cannot say change alignment unless you can feel that change. Another big one, number two. You have to feel circulation into the joint. If you're stretching a joint and you don't feel warmth invade the joint, if you're stretching the joint and you don't feel that good warm feeling invade the joint, circulation into the joint, you're not shifting the electrical field. You're not turning on the biofield. You're not sending current into the site. If you're stretching and you're not shifting your alignment and you're not sending current into the joint, it's not going to work. This concept of feeling warmth into the joint as you stretch. You know, some of you listening understand this because you've been doing it your whole life and you don't even know it. You haven't identified it. You have to identify it. Not to identify it is to deny you your great ability to feel current into the joint when you stretch. And if you haven't felt it and you're not feeling it, you've got to understand you cannot expect these therapies to work until you do feel current into the joint. Do you understand why your orthopedic surgeons, your neurosurgeons, think so poorly of holistic practices intended to save joint replacement? And justifiably so, they think so poorly, because most of the therapy that's dispersed, that's appropriated, doesn't even deal correctly with both of these concepts. So law one, you've got to feel that shift in your alignment. Law two, you've got to feel the electrical field turn on in the joint. Number three, if you're trying to rehab a shoulder or a joint and you're thinking focally about that joint instead of systemically about all your joints, you've missed the boat. I see chiropractors. People do this all the time. Physical therapists, even more so. You've got a bad shoulder. We're going to show you how to stretch the shoulder. As if the knee and the ankle and the hip aren't part of the shoulder. And honestly, if you want to know, one of their prejudices is because the insurance companies will only pay them to spend their time, money, and energy focused on the body part that's up for joint replacement. How's that for the ultimate ripoff? If your knee does not look good on a CT scan and your surgeon says, time to replace it, Charlie, and Charlie says, I'm doing physical therapy. I'm not getting that knee replaced. My brother did, and it's been a bad scene since. If Charlie goes to the physical therapist or the chiropractor, and either the physical therapist and the chiropractor want to be paid, which is okay, right? If they want to be paid, they only get paid to work on Charlie's knee. That's absurd. If the healthcare provider, the doctor's got to spend 3, 4, 6, 10 hours with Charlie, teaching Charlie to stretch Charlie's whole body. The hip is as important as the knee. The ankle helps the hip. Everybody's talking to everybody. They can't get paid for it. If they submit a claim to your insurance company, and your insurance company says, why are you spending 12 hours teaching Charlie to stretch his knee, and you're really teaching Charlie the whole body experience, you're not going to get paid. They're not going to pay you for 12 hours of therapy on the knee. So you know what? Nobody works systemically.